I'll probably be at Tesco buying a £3 meal deal for my lunch or something.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, Patreons. It's Tuesday. It's Champions League is back. Quarterfinals, which means four matches, eight teams, James. And we are going to be discussing Fantasy Champions League. I scored 89 points in the last round. What about you?
What was that, 89 from Lewandowski, was it?
48 from Lewandowski and 14 from Leroy Sané. So almost all from Bayern Munich.
Yeah, 100 points for myself.
I should have got 95, by the way. I didn't sub out Salah for Danjuma. Should have got 95.
Well, that's your fault, isn't it?
Of course.
Where are you overall now?
That's a good question.
I'm just inside top 5K. I'm 4,669.
Probably about 8K
or better would be 166th in England, which makes me feel like I'm half decent at this shit.
9,573.
Would I reckon we've got five or six patrons in the top 100 in England, I think.
Come on.
Yeah, 100 points exactly for me last game week. So 48 from Lewandowski, madness. 14 from Leroy Sané, 8 from Laporte, 6 for Edison, Kimmich, Rüdiger, Trent, Thiago Silva, Kante, Alvarez, all doing little bits. The only complete blanker for me was Vlahovic, who very surprisingly, obviously Juventus went out to Villarreal, and also obviously surprisingly Ajax went out to Benfica, which has put a little bit of spanner in the work. How many players are you without now?
Four.
I am without four as well.
So three of ours are the same.
Okay.
The fourth plays in the same position. So Vlahovic and Haller both out for you, and
yep,
me and Alvarez. I punted on Cohn in goal. The Salzburg goalkeeper who is now out, and your goalkeeper.
How many did he score?
He's out.
I conceded seven, didn't I?
Negative, but then I swapped him for Mendy. Yeah, so, yeah. You know. So yeah, those four are out. So at the moment, I'm thinking I'm going to go with the Benfica goalkeeper. I don't want to spend a lot of money on that second goalkeeper slot when I've got Mendy in, you know what I mean? So I'm going to go with the Benfica goalkeeper, mainly because I can punt it against Liverpool for the home game.
Yeah.
If he does great, I don't know, a penalty save or something cool. And if not, he's binned anyway. Followed by, I'm thinking, Diogo Jota up top, because I think the Benfica game for Liverpool is one of the better ties. And yeah.
How much money in the bank, do you know?
Make transfers, not tons. Doesn't tell me. Where does it tell me?
Well, make transfers.
10.6 plus Haller. So Haller's 9.5. So 1.1 million in the bank.
1.1. That's interesting. I got 1.2 with similar problems to yourself, as obviously discussed.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about the games. I mean, is there a... If we wrap down the games, it might give us an indication of what we think of where we're going.
So we've obviously got City play Atletico tonight. Guardiola's press conference from yesterday. If you haven't seen it, get that in your ears or on your eyes before that game tonight. It's absolutely fascinating. Listen, I mentioned it on the main podcast. I don't know if he was being serious or he was deadpanning or he was taking the piss out of himself. I saw people digging up an old video of him where he called himself Fraudiola, which I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
But I think we think the Atletico ties are going to be tight, don't we?
Yeah,
I think that because of Atletico. We don't think City are going to blitz them, do
no
we?
No chance. They're going to go to frustrate shithouse a little bit, play tough. I want to call them dirty, but tough. It's not going to be massive. I mean, City can blitz anyone, right? We saw it in the last round. They're absolutely fucking annihilated. In the first leg, who were they playing?
Sporting Lisbon.
Sporting. They just smashed them to pieces. So... But then the second leg was 0-0.
Yeah, but they changed the whole team.
Yeah, I get that. So if they won 3-0, it wouldn't surprise me, but I do think it'll be tight. Both games will be tight.
Yeah, I could see City winning like 1-0 tonight, to be honest. I think the fixture rules out the idea of wanting to buy Atletico players, personally. The other tie is a little bit more interesting from a fantasy perspective. Interestingly, Benfica are below Sporting Lisbon in the Portuguese league at the moment. Benfica trail Porto by 15 points. And obviously, Liverpool have already dismantled Porto in the Champions League this year in the group
Liverpool
stage.
Liverpool will win. I'm very confident in that.
I cannot foresee Liverpool having trouble against Benfica at all. To be honest, I'd be surprised if we don't put it to bed tonight.
Yep.
I imagine they'll want to. Yeah. I imagine they'll want to as well, right? Second leg at home, 3 days after the big game at Etihad on Sunday. It's 5 days from tonight till the City game. So I think Liverpool and City put all their eggs into tonight trying to get the job done. I just don't see City smashing Atletico. I would not be surprised if Liverpool go to Benfica and win about 3-0 tonight.
Yeah, agreed. That's why I want to get Jota. But yeah.
I really think they could do that. The games tomorrow, you've obviously got Bayern against Villarreal. Bayern, first leg in Spain. Real shock, surprise win for Villarreal in Turin.
In Juve, yeah.
Obviously, He's really experienced at this level in Europe, right? He's obviously done well in Europa League, not so much the Champions League, obviously. But he knows how to deal with these ties and stuff, doesn't he? Not that he's come up against a side as formidable as Bayern as much. I noticed with Bayern, I think they've only kept 3 clean sheets in 2022. But, I mean, they beat Red Bull Leipzig, 7-1 a few weeks ago. Which gives you an indication of their power. I think that was another 15-minute hat-trick for Robert Lewandowski, who is madness in front of goal. And I think he's the obvious captaincy, obviously, for tomorrow night. If you don't have Lewandowski, I'd probably be looking at plans and ways of how you're going to make that happen, to be honest. What's his ownership at the moment?
So wow, must be off the scales. Massive. Robert Lewandowski, only 50%.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of dead teams, isn't it? I think we don't have the access, to, as far as I'm aware, to the live ownership and stuff, and say top 10,000 and stuff like that. It's going to be monstrous, I would have thought, Lewandowski. I expect Bayern again. I expect them to get the job done tomorrow night, actually. I could see them going there and winning 3-1 or something like that, to be honest. The fourth tie is the hardest one to call, isn't it?
Of course.
Chelsea-Real Madrid really feels like a coin flip. Madrid have obviously dominated in La Liga this year. I think they're 12 points clear of Barcelona, who I think Barcelona, Atletico and Seville are all 12 points behind Real. Barca have a game in hand. Barca beat Seville 1-0 at the weekend. Pedri got an absolutely beautiful goal. Go and find that if you can. What a super talent he is. They've obviously recovered really well, Barca, and they are going to qualify for the Champions League next year. Of course, Barca went to Real Madrid and beat them 4-0 a few weeks ago, right? But then Chelsea lost 4-1 at home to Brentford at the weekend, which adds layers of unpredictability, I think, to this fixture. I'm also not certain if it's going to be a sellout or not. So there were notable empty seats at Stamford Bridge on Saturday, which I was under the impression all the tickets had already been sold for it. I'm not sure what their ongoing situation is. I presume they're having fans, right?
Yeah.
What's the situation?
If they've pre-sold tickets, I'm not sure what the rules now are on this, like escrowing, as long as the club are not getting any of the money, but I'm not sure, to be honest
with you. Didn't they say it was going to be shared between UEFA and grassroots and
that's why they were allowed to sell tickets, and whether or not they have and what they've done, I don't know.
That's a really tough call. What's your instinct on that, Chelsea, Real Madrid?
Real. I do think Real are going to have too much firepower when it comes to it.
I'm concerned.
Especially at the Bernabeu.
I'm concerned about Chelsea in the midfield area at the moment, as I mentioned a little bit on the pod earlier. But I presume they firm that. Loftus-Cheek's not going to play against Real Madrid. He must frustrate life out of Chelsea players, because he's frustrated me for years on end. Yeah. Every time I watch him, I think, oh my God, you should be a beast.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go and dominate? He's got all the tools and the ability. Just go and dominate. But I think they'll probably firm that up. I could see it being Havertz and Mount in a two up front, potentially. Maybe they might go back to a back three. Then there's certain question marks, obviously, about left wing back and what they may or may not want to do with that. How many Chelsea you got?
Too many.
Go on, how many you got?
Well, at the moment as it stands, I've got Mendy, Rudiger,
yep.
Thiago Silva.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And N'Golo Kante, 4.
Okay, I've got 3. I've got Silva, Rudiger and Kante. And I think chances are they'll... Well, I'm going to keep 3 Chelsea players, I think, however I play it about. I'm looking potentially to add Reece James in.
I'm going to sell Thiago Silva for Reece James.
I'm looking at moving probably Rudiger to Reece James.
Okay.
He's cheaper, isn't he, Reece James?
Mm, in this, 5.8, I think he is.
Yeah. It's tempting. And I think, obviously, having not started at the weekend, we know he plays tonight.
It's because I've got 5 free transfers. I need 4 to fix the players that are not playing. So what am I going to do with the 5th? I'm going to look for a real big upside, and I think Reece James is it.
So who's the players you're looking to sell? And it's worth saying, and you have to remember at this stage, we've got 5 free transfers. We've got another 3 next week as well. So Chelsea are at home on Wednesday night, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, say they lose the first leg 2-0 and you want to get that binned off before the second, and then
can.
Move some of them off next week, yeah.
So Cohn is the goalkeeper. He needs to move on.
And he was... Who was he playing for? 4.9,
Salzburg.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Haller, Vlahovic and Alvarez. It's not like
it's the same
budget. So I like the look of Diogo Jota.
Yeah.
I think he'll play. He's a forward, which is not massively blessed in that space of where to go unless you're going to go Benzema.
It's 8.4, isn't he?
8.4.
Yeah.
He's a good shout. I'm probably looking at it. I mentioned the Benfica goalkeeper, Valley, but I might go Oblak, you know. I've got the money to be able to do it.
Oblak, the Athletic guy. He's great goalkeeper.
Gives me a better option, like at home tonight.
Are you not just pushing a problem back, though?
Maybe. I want a goalkeeper who's playing tonight, not tomorrow. And we've both just sat here. The thing is...
What price is Oblak?
6.7. 6.6.
Can I just get Edison?
That's a good shout, actually. I could get Edison. Okay, yeah, fair shout.
Hey, I'm sure Edison's 6, isn't he?
I'm not sure, mate.
I think he is.
Yeah, Edison is a fair shout, to be fair. I probably just wasn't looking at any City for some reason.
That makes more sense, mate, to get Edison.
Yeah. I like the look of, as a cheap forward to fill a slot, maybe Nunez at Benfica.
Yeah.
And then the midfielder slot. It's actually Jorginho or something like that. I'm not sure. I haven't got the hugest amount of money to play with that one. So if I was to buy Nunez, Edison, Jota, and also Reece James, it gives me 7.5, mate.
What, left for a mid?
For a midfielder.
I mean, you could always take... have you got Dan Juma still?
Yeah.
Oh, you have, yeah. I was going to say you could punt him for the home leg maybe and then look to move it next week or so maybe. Let me tell you what I've decided to do.
So yes.
I've got the same 3 outfield players as you, to bin Vlahovic, Alvarez, Allaire.
And the goalkeeper.
And I had Onana, what's your name? The priority decision for me is to fix the goalkeeper. Is the biggest priority for me. So I've got Edison already. So for me, I'm obviously choosing my goalkeeper based on tomorrow night. So I look at tomorrow night, you've obviously got Bayern, Real Madrid, Chelsea. I don't want the Villarreal keeper. That's just pushing me into a further problem. And to be honest, I think it's similar for you if you were considering the Benfica goalkeeper, for example.
Yeah, it's a fair point that you're making a problem for yourself further down.
So I'm going to go Neuer. And the other thing to bear in mind, say you're like me and you're sitting with Edison. If you go Courtois or Mendy, you're pushing your problem back to the semi-final where you've got 2 goalkeepers playing on the same night.
Yeah.
If your guys go through, right? So that's not helping you. And obviously with a goalkeeper, that's an obvious kind of every week you want to have the goalkeeper replacement option. So City Bayern for me is a conceivable final. So I want to go down that route. It doesn't work to go see Edison and Alisson because they both play tonight. So the combos that really work, say if you've got Alisson, then I would say, yeah, then you're looking at Courtois or Mendy. If you're like me and you're Edison or you've got Neuer, that's the combination I think you're looking for.
I'll end up with Edison and Mendy. Not good.
It's fine for the next 2 weeks, and obviously you can move it. But what I'm saying is, obviously, if they both win their quarter final, they play each other in a semi, then you're going to want to move one. And you feel like, well, that's a waste, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I've got loads of transfers. So.
No, I get that. And you will have five. But then what happens if suddenly, you know, Bayern Munich do go out or something? That's the sort of thing that's going to book up some transfers. Or if Chelsea, you know, Chelsea go out, you're going to book some transfers in for someone's going out here. So the priority for me is Neuer to get. I don't need to worry about captaincy. Who plans captain tonight?
Well,
tomorrow's obvious, Lewandowski. Tonight you've got your Liverpool City choices. Salah. Yeah, that's where I'm going with Mo Salah tonight. Salah. Yeah, going with Salah, and if he's not in the team, I'll
Jota
or one of the City players. So tonight's Trent. A little bit more option. I think Salah will be the most popular.
Robbo, I've got Trent, Robbo, Salah, Jota.
Fine, yeah.
Any of them.
I've got Trent. So there's alternative options. You're not going to be stuck or short. And with that in mind, I think it's really interesting to consider the issue with the forwards in this game. In terms of thinking ahead. So you mentioned like Nunes at Benfica. Fine, what is he, that 7.5 or something, Suj? It's fairly cheap.
7.7.
Okay. Jota, I think, is worth paying a 0.7 more for.
Yeah.
When you look at it.
Yeah.
Particularly even this week in terms of you can use him as obviously the punt and get him out. He's more likely to hit the knockout stage, isn't he? Let's be honest. And of course, at this stage, you always get to see the team. So next week, you could leave Jota on the bench, say they've got a 3-0 lead, whatever. He doesn't play, fine. Leave him on the bench if that's what you want to do. So yeah, I've decided to go Jota as well. I'm also going to work Benzema in though. I think a really interesting point with the forwards is that there's basically no way to start the final with three forwards, unless I think the final includes Real Madrid, because Madrid have Benzema and Vinicius Junior. Decent options. If you've got Vinicius Junior, I had him in the group stage, absolutely fine. When you look at the other clubs, are there two forwards you'd want to go for? Like Thomas Müller's a midfielder, isn't he, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, if Chelsea got to the final, you ain't having a Chelsea forward in the final.
No.
They ain't fucking got one. So, I think that's worth bearing in mind that unless Madrid continue to progress, at some point you are probably going to be looking to downgrade a forward. Who is the cheapest forward in the game, Suj? Do you know?
That's still now. Live.
Yeah. Because obviously you can't buy players that are dead, as in already out. You can hold on to players who've been eliminated. So, for example, I spoke about potentially holding on to Alvarez, for example, as a cheap enabler. I feel like the cheapest forward's like 5-something, I want to say.
I want to sort this by price. Why won't it let me sort by price? Cheapest forward in the game is 5 million. Jay Nicholas at Villarreal. Or Voltman of Benfica. Or Real Madrid's La Tassa.
Now, these guys aren't going to play.
Liverpool, Voltman. Yeah, none of these are.
Is the obviously important part. But you're not going to end up with three forwards at the end. But to be honest, it's worth bearing in mind that if Real Madrid did reach the final, I think arguably you would want Vinicius Junior and Benzema. And obviously, if they played Bayern Munich, you'd obviously still want Lewandowski. So I think keep an open mind about forwards at the moment. I wouldn't downgrade yet unless you're absolutely certain that you wouldn't want Benzema and Vinicius Junior in the event of a final. Now, of course, again, you will have transfers. You can switch it up at the end. But it's potentially a problem waiting to happen. But I'm going Benzema now. I just think absolute proven, brilliant quality. And although it doesn't look like it now, it might be that I want to captain him in the second leg, which I'm bearing in mind. Particularly if Bayern get a heavy win tonight and then decide to rotate in the second. But to be honest, they're clear in the Bundesliga as well. I imagine they just keep picking their strongest team. So you'd still end up with Lewandowski. But I would want Benzema. I think as well, if he was to have the Madrid derby in the semi-final, if that was to be the case, Benzema would be the top guy you'd want to get to. So I don't want to struggle to get there if that's the case.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Benzema now. Now, the problem is if I go with Neuer, Benzema and Jota.
No money left, mate.
I'm 0.1 short.
Of
making the transfers.
Oh, okay, fine.
But it's a solution.
Reece James for Rudiger.
Well, that's one solution, yeah, obviously. 5 free transfers, right?
Yeah.
Reece James to... No, these me like 0.4, 5 short. Oh. Reece James into Rudiger still leaves me 0.1 short.
Okay.
Alvarez to McAtee or a similar 4.5 million midfielder allows me to do it.
And just leave it dead.
And essentially I'm going, right, 14 player game.
Okay.
And going one sub short. And obviously tonight I'll start him because they're playing tonight.
Fair play.
Just in the off chance that they go 5-0 up and he comes on as a sub and does something. But I think we're at the point where I've looked at other ways of doing it. And I found that to get kind of what I wanted to, if I was making sacrifices like going, say, Vinicius Jr. instead of Benzema, I'm looking at it going, it's going to give me a headache down the line. And I'm looking at it, and the only ways around I could see it was I was sacrificing Salah or Sané. And I didn't really want to. Sané had a little period where he was out of the team with Bayern, but he's come back in for the last couple. They have two different formations, essentially, Bayern. They basically play 3-2-4-1 or the more conventional kind of 4-2-3-1. When they play with that three at the back, the wide players don't play as like wing backs as such. They still play as really high wingers. Basically, it's so offensive. And they're obviously a possession orientated team. I'm looking at Gnabry's more expensive than Sané. Obviously, you could come down to Müller, who's consistent. Has been for, feels like 20 fucking years, Thomas Müller. Koeman is cheaper than Sané, but I just think Sané's got more power. So I wasn't prepared to let go of Salah. Particularly, I think they're definitely going through. They've got the easiest tie, in my opinion, or Sané. So I think the sacrifice, rather than taking away one of the big ones, is actually just to sacrifice a player. Full stop and go, right, I'm going to go at this with 14 players. And I think for those of you who are struggling, it's something you should really consider. To be honest, you can just keep Alvarez. I need that 0.1 to make the transfers happen.
I'm going to buy Bernardo Silva as that midfield slot. I've got 7.7.
Yeah.
He's 7.6.
Yeah, it's
reasonable. Him or Gundogan. So I'll end up with Edison Mendy as my two goalkeepers. Reece James, Rudiger, Robertson and Trent, Kimmich as a back five. I mean, this team in real life. Salah, Sané, Bernardo Silva, N'Golo Kante, Dan Juma as my midfield, Lewandowski, Diogo Jota, and Darwin Núñez as the striker.
Yeah, I'm not happy going into this week, particularly with Chelsea players sitting as my substitutes, like throughout. I can obviously, as I said, amend that towards the second leg, I think, if need be. That's all right. I mean, it is fascinating when you look at the names on this and think, how are you squeezing it all in? I mean, you're talking about World 11 players here. We're trying to fit into the Benzema, Lewandowski, Salah, Sané, Mahrez, Kimmich, Trent. Shout out as well. I think if you don't have a Merrick Laporte 5.3, he's in 4% of teams. Obviously, the live ownership be a lot more than that. But he's an easy fix for you if you're short or something. And I think downgrade, if you need to downgrade from one of the premium defenders down to Laporte, if that opens your avenue for the finances, then I think you should consider that as well.
Perfect. So who have you got tonight? Tonight for me is Edison and Bernardo, and then the three Liverpool boys, Trent, Robbo and Salah. Oh, and then I've got Darwin, Núñez and Jota as well. So quite a few tonight.
So I'll have tonight three City, right, which will be...
7 players tonight.
Which will be Edison, Laporte, Mahrez. And I'll have 3 Liverpool, Trent, Salah, Jota. I will bust the Bayern Munich players in the team just in case I get hit by a bus. they're going in the team rather than the Chelsea players. I will captain Mo Salah tonight. I'm pretty sure he'll be the most popular choice. He's in 43% of teams. Lewandowski is obviously going to be the go-to. What would you do if you got a Salah goal tonight? Leave it? Carry on? Just a one goal?
I'd go Lewandowski. I jump to Lewandowski.
Yeah, I think I want double digits from Salah. Yeah.
My captain, I want double digit points.
I think ordinarily at this stage, when it's just the two games, I'd say one return stick, but I feel Lewandowski's
power.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got a tie that they'll fancy doing well in. They create so many chances for him. He's just an assassin in front of goal. So I think Robert Lewandowski, yeah.
Good luck, patrons. There's obviously the Champions League Fantasy Slack channel that you can go and jump in and dive in. If you are a fan of Liverpool or City, good luck this evening as well. And we'll re-review next week, I guess, James.
We shall. I have one question before we finish. It's not Champions League related, but we did have a World Cup draw on Friday.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Thoughts?
I mean, our group is... what's the opposite of the group of death? The group of birth?
And more importantly, what are you going to do when England play Iran at 1 o'clock on a Monday?
I'll probably be at Tesco buying a £3 meal deal for my lunch or something. I mean, it's just, yeah, the group looked a pointless exercise. Almost like a World Cup qualifier.
I don't think our group is as easy as it looks, you know. I didn't want to get Wales or Scotland.
Well, we haven't yet, have we?
No. Did you hear something going on with Iran, though? We should probably look into it, where I think they were denying women entry to a game. They've been warned about this before. And the top kind of punishment is you get thrown out, potentially.
Wow.
There you go. There's your avenue to give Ukraine the bye. Oh, look, they've been drawn in our group as well anyway.
Yeah.
Just go Wales v Scotland and let Ukraine in. Don't know. That group then looks tougher.
Yeah, of course.
Mind you, we didn't sweat against Ukraine at the Euros, did we?
No, I don't think it'll be a particular problem. We definitely have. We have a World Cup winning squad. They're capable of it. There's no doubt about it now.
We're definitely one of the runners. Me and Nico were having a chat yesterday about what we're going to do for content. Do you know what time the kickoffs are for the first, like, 2 weeks?
In the middle of the day, surely.
It's 4 games a day.
Okay.
10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., 7 p.m.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we going to do?
Live stream, like just literally set cameras around the whole room and just sit and watch football.
So it's a bit like breakfast with James or something.
Yeah, yeah.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Could well be the one.
I really don't need that after England have played the night before, though.
Oh, let's
breakfast
see.
With James. Still wiping the dribble from the side of my mouth.
Patrons, keep an eye on it, and we'll be back at you tomorrow with a bit of Tottenham. Stay safe, look after yourselves, ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Good luck. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.